It's the home run. Lee Dixon, good afternoon. It's time for Health Matters. It's time to check in with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy. Good afternoon to you, Colin. How's things?
G'day, Lee. Pretty good, thanks.
G'day. Not many people realise that last week was National Pain Week across the country, and with so much of our health focus being on COVID-19, National Pain Week was designed to raise awareness of people living with ongoing chronic pain and encourage them to seek support and advice rather than ignoring it and suffering in silence. So, Colin, most of us experience pain at some point in our life, but how many people actually live with chronic and constant pain that we don't know about?
Yeah, I guess a lot of things have been lost in the COVID thing for the last 12 or 18 months, really, health-wise. And there's certainly more people than we realise that are living in chronic pain. The statistics show that it's about 1 in 5 Australians, which includes adolescents and children as well, which you don't necessarily associate with chronic pain. And up to one in three of those people actually over the age of 65. So I guess it is skewed more to the older people. You might be interested to know as well that 1 in 5 GP consultations actually involve a problem involved with chronic pain. So it's a fairly high percentage of people who actually are living with it or having to deal with it in some way.
Okay, so pain can be quite subjective and different for everyone. We know that, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's subjective for everyone. We sometimes hear about people being described as having a high pain tolerance or threshold. As a health professional, where do you start when someone asks for help with pain?
Well, it's really important for us to understand how particular pain affects that particular person when we're deciding how to treat it, because, as you say, different people, what someone has as an 8 out of 10 might only be a 4 out of 10 for someone else. It's so really subjective and an individual experience. But there's essentially 4 different classifications, if you like. There's acute pain, which is sort of the short-term pain that we know after surgery or trauma or some sort of injury. There's subacute pain, which is the pain that's sort of progressing towards a longer-term pain problem. But generally, it's can be prevented, and it's usually a known cause. And that's sometimes called a transition phase. There's recurrent pain, which occurs on a cyclical basis, such as migraines or, for women, period pain. But then there's chronic pain, and that's pain that lasts for quite a long time and beyond the time that it's expected for healing of a particular problem, whether it's trauma or surgery or an injury. And it's often associated with increased pain over time, not just in the area of the injury, but also in the surrounding tissues and nerves, and can sometimes actually be there without really a reason at all. So it's really a complicated problem.
So National Pain Week was focusing in on chronic pain. So in your experience, do people actually understand what he's actually meant by the term chronic pain, or is there some confusion?
A lot of the time the terms acute pain and chronic pain, which are the two we use most often, get mixed up, or they're used to express a particular strength of the pain. Chronic pain doesn't really obey the same rules as acute pain, in that it's not necessarily, as I said before, designated to one area. So often chronic pain doesn't go away even though the injury or the source of the pain has been healed. Sort of like some people describe it as an alarm that's been left on after you're sort of awakened up, up and about, but someone's turned the volume up, so it's really quite annoying. It's less to do with sort of the injury to the body tissue. It's more to do what's happening with the nervous system, and the nervous system can get quite oversensitive and overreactive, so the pain just continues on. But it is real pain, so it really needs to be treated and managed in a particular way.
Well, that being said, if we've hit a nerve with people listening this afternoon, let's talk about the management of chronic pain. Now, most people who live with chronic pain have often tried a number of different medications. It's just a matter of keeping on trying different remedies until you find the right one that works, or is there another option?
Yeah, possibly. There's certainly a range of different medications that can be used. Paracetamol, different anti-inflammatory things, sometimes cortisone injections or cortisone tablets. There's also some natural treatments which can sometimes help with, like fish oil or glucosamine or turmeric, is quite popular these days with people with ongoing inflammatory pain. But it needs to be sort of a team effort, I guess. So your pain management should involve a number of different people. So your doctor, probably a pharmacist, maybe a physiotherapist or an occupational therapist, to make sure you're doing things without causing stress to your body at home. The massage, hydrotherapy, and perhaps even a naturopath or an osteopath can help you. And also, your family around you will help as well. There's also other therapists that help with the state of mind, that help you to deal mentally with the pain, because the constant pain, dealing with that, is really quite taxing on a mental capacity. So, psychologists or maybe meditation or yoga can be quite helpful as well. So it's important with, selecting the right people to help you, but also communicating with them in a way that they can, understand the pain and help you with it.
And what about some basic remedies or strategies that can actually help with that chronic pain treatment?
Yeah, well, as I said, it's quite complex and requires that multi-channel strategy. So generally just increasing the pain of pain, the strength of your painkillers doesn't really provide a long-term solution. So I think articulating the pain as you have, that you have, and speaking to your doctor or your therapist and asking questions as you go so that you stay well informed and they understand where you're at. So you can, you know, ask about what you think is actually causing the pain, what your treatment choices are, whether it be medication or massage or physio or all of those sorts of options, if there's any side effects to those things, and how long it's likely to take to work. Because I think also some people have some unrealistic expectations about how quickly they will recover from things, and then they lose sort of enthusiasm, or they lose hope to be able to fix it, so they give up before they perhaps can. So there's quite a few different things that you need to articulate to the health professionals that are helping you.
Now, you've spoken before in Health Matters about other types of pain like headaches and migraine, and you've suggested that people keep a diary of when pain occurs. Now, is that something that can help with chronic pain as well?
Yeah, I think this is a really good idea for chronic pain because, you know, as all of us know, when we're in pain, we sort of lose a bit track of time and can't necessarily remember how long it's been going for. So if you can record things like the date and the time that it happens, the pain, the sort of pain that you have, and that scale of 1 to 10 is really useful as well, so you can compare one pain incidence to the next. If you did anything beforehand that might have made it worse, or you know, anything else that's relevant to that pain, if you can compile that diary over a period of time, you can establish a pattern of things, and it might point out some triggers of things that are actually causing your pain to be worse, and then you can set about avoiding those or fixing them. So having a hard copy journal is a really good idea, and it can really make a difference in treating ongoing chronic pain.
It's a Pandora's box in some circumstances. Best to stop on by and chat to your lovely staff at Full Life Pharmacy to see how they can work out a pain management plan?
Indeed, yes, we can help. We help people with pain every day, so certainly we're up for a chat, and if you have problems, we can, you know, either help you or refer you on to someone else who can be of a bit more assistance. So, happy to help anyone who wants to come in.
And that is Health Matters for this week on The Home Run. Colin Wood, thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Great, thanks, Lee.